Hello everybody, I'm Geeta Khurel from Texas Tech University, and today my poster title is Evaluation of Different Models for Estimating the Hydraulic Parameter and Thermal Conductivity of Pasture Unsaturated Soil. Direct estimation of hydraulic and thermal property are practically a kind of impossible because of financial and practical constraints associated with time and labor intensive method and spatiotemporal heterogeneity of soil. Various empirical models have been developed for the estimation of hydraulic and thermal properties, for example, soil water retention curve models, thermal conductivity models. And in evaluation of these models are important concept because in different range of soil and land use system in southern high plain, which is our study area, where groundwater irrigation system is dominant. In this study, we evaluated, as you can see in the table here, we evaluated 4 soil water retention curve model and 4 thermal conductivity model. And our study area was the Newdale Research Farm of Texas Tech University. And this is which was split into east and west pasture area, and the red point here indicates the sampling areas. Extensive soil sampling was done in 2016 and 17 for the measurement of soil properties like hydraulic conductivity, saturated conductivity, bulk density, organic matter content, thermal conductivity, and the major value was, and the selected model was fitted with the major value. Since our area was a long-term pasture area, it has a long-term pasture history, we got a result which you can see the graphical representation, and we found enhanced soil water retention behavior among both pasture areas. The difference in moisture content among both east and west pasture areas was due to difference in soil content. All the soil water retention curve, soil water retention model agreed well with our agreed well, but however, Van Ganichter model with both 4 parameters and 5 parameter was performed well in our range of soil moisture, and for the thermal conductivity model performed well, was agreed with our major values. And for our future assessment, we are correlating different model parameter with soil properties like hydraulic, bulk density, organic matter content, hydraulic conductivity. And with this, I would like to welcome you in my poster, which is on board number 1253, and thank you.
Got about a minute and a half for questions.
So what kind of scale were you estimating these water retention in?
Okay, we are estimating in field capacity to field capacity to permanent wilting point.
Any other questions? All right, good job.